Yeah, I think Traquair is actually, it's very unusual. I mean, not only does it have this extraordinary span of nearly 1,000 years of Scottish history, I mean, you can literally sort of find a part of every century in the house. It also has this wonderful continuous sort of family ownership, but it was a family that was not always on the right side. In fact, it was more often on the wrong side. And I think the fact of its survival makes it really quite unique in Scotland. Some say it's a sort of a romantic house of lost causes, but actually it's also a real survivor. And so I think, you know, within Scotland, it is one of the sort of most significant buildings of its age, and a house that is still lived in of this age is really quite unusual. So, you know, you travel through time in it, and fantastic to go into rooms which you know are over 700 or 800 years old, and then come out into a sort of 18th century drawing room. So it has got a sort of wonderful way of telling the history of Scotland.
Amazing. So and where do you see Scotland's future, if I may ask, with the UK?
I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, we were very involved in the 2014 referendum. I mean, it was fascinating, 2014. It was like Scotland really came alive. I saw this incredible political engagement, and it did have an effect on me. And I think previously, where I would have been very anti-Scottish independence, I did become much more interested in whether the whole independence idea was possible. And I have to say that now I think I just believe in a very, very strong Scotland. I would like to see increasing numbers of powers for Scotland. Politically, I think I am with most Scots that I'm not happy about Brexit at all and not particularly enamoured with Boris. And we feel like a very different country here now. I think culturally, over the last 25 years, it does feel like Scotland has separated itself a bit from England.
Goodness, that's fascinating to hear.